When I first started interviewing public officials about looking at the past year and projecting to the future, I talked to a new city councilman who had been in a contested race, Peter Michicki, and he made some predictions. And of course, that was before there was a Solatna Creek Park. No Wednesday market in the park. No cemetery in the city of Solatna. He went on to become the mayor of the city, and then, of course, senator, and now he is our borough mayor. And I'm just catching up with him, so you must really be busy this time of year, Peter. But looking at 23 and then projecting to 24 that we are now already in, how would you summarize that?
Well, 23 was a good year. I've been here almost a year. It was beginning of March of last year, and a lot has happened since then. So had you predicted what was going to happen in 23, I had no intention of running for mayor. That became available, as we all know, and I was just coming home from the Senate. I think my wife made it clear that staying home was not an option. So I'm really glad I took on this responsibility. We live in an amazing place, and my goal is to keep it that way. In 23, we made some pretty significant inroads on getting there. We focused on longstanding problems in the borough that needed to be solved. They'd been languishing for years on things like road quality, and costs were increasing pretty dramatically. So we delivered the first balanced budget in more than a decade, and we now have some, to begin 24, we have a new vision here in the borough, and we started with a new mission. We sat down with our employees. The former mission statement when I came on here was really focused internally on just sort of being a good place to work and things like that. And our new mission is providing quality, affordable services for borough residents through the sensible use of our resources, empowering citizens to engage with their government by encouraging active community participation, working together to solve today's challenges with a common sense approach and an eye to the future. And the common sense approach really works. As opposed to the...
It's just that it's so uncommon today.
It is uncommon. And you know, the staff here, the directors on down through the ranks of the borough have really begun to embrace and appreciate that, moving away from that bureaucratic approach to a focus on the customer, the focus on the 60,000 people we serve, the people that are at the top of our org chart. I'm not at the top. I'm number two. Number one is 60,000 people that we serve. So that's going really well, and we are just kicking off budget season. My projection is a further reduction in the mill rate, improving services. We had some great success on road service contracts. We changed the structure of those contracts. Again, very constituent-focused. I think we're going to see further improvements on that. Now we're really focusing on the long-term solutions that will not only encourage young families to stay here. This borough is nothing without the upcoming generation, right? So we have some issues on this generation, and we have a lot of folks moving out of this area because of the housing issues and the lack of a workforce and some other things. It's a tough place to grow a business when you don't have employees. So I just had a meeting the other night, and we're working on consolidating some emergency services on the eastern side of the peninsula. We realized how it's all connected. So my prediction is we're going to solve some of those problems. What's connected is it's hard to fill positions when no one is there in the age group to take those positions, and you're not going to have those positions or the folks there when there's no housing for them that's affordable. So we have we've had a dramatic increase in the value of our property, real property, housing, because of a lot of people from somewhere else that are no longer in the working age group that are finding this a great place to live. And we have to help create, as a borough, affordable housing, controlling the cost of living, keeping taxes down, keeping that curve below inflation so that people can afford to not only live here today, but that their kids and grandkids can afford to live here and have a good place to work, have good schools, continue the quality that we've grown to appreciate here about the Kenai, but ensuring that we have a place for the next generation. And that's our primary focus.
Now, you've always had a real talent for identifying specific projects that are needed in a community. The Kenai Peninsula Borough is a huge community and very diverse in culture. But one of the things that come to my mind that has been brought up in the past, and I think it was even a Caring for the Kenai idea one time, was capturing the methane gas at the landfill and being able to reduce that. Is that project moving forward? Do you see it as something that will be feasible?
It's moving forward. It's the cost of handling municipal solid waste in the borough has gone up about 300% in the last 8 years. Part of it is handling leachate. So we have a lot of work to do. Natural gas production from those cells. I would assume that in the future they're going to begin regulating methane production more significantly than they are today. So if we can convert that methane leaching from our landfill into a natural gas source, it would be helpful. It's a small amount of production, and it's just an incremental reduction in our cost of operating, particularly since we have to process leachate in a concentrator that is relatively energy intensive.
Speaking of gas, any projections that there will be an LNG facility in Nikiski?
Well, I hope so. The market looks better than it ever has. I mean, Putin's aggression has resulted in a shift of PacRim LNG being diverted to Western Europe on the other side. So it makes us more attractive than ever. I have been working with the developers to try to land a traditional investor, traditional meaning not China, but South Korea or Japan, folks that I worked with for many years when I ran the plant. We just began the South Central Mayors Energy Coalition, which are the mayors of 3/4 of the population of the state. The impending shortage of natural gas is an issue, and I really don't see a way out of that without North Slope supplies being available through the spine of the state and to the rail belt. So I things look better than they have. I don't like predicting that, but I will say that we do have renewed interest in that project, and if we could get an adequate level of investment from that customer base that is dependent on LNG energy in their countries, that it would solve a lot of problems for us here on the Kenai.
We certainly look forward to it. Now, there you have the summary of 2013 and the projections for 2023. Oh, my goodness. And the projections for 2024 with Borough Mayor Peter Michicki. I'm Merle Sikorski, returning you to that futuristic sound of KSRM.